This is Rachel Smith for WKCR, and I have the pleasure of talking with Jin Shu and Sara Serpa this morning. Welcome to you both. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank
Great to
you.
be
Good
here.
morning, Rachel.
And you two
Yeah.
are the co-founders of Mutual Mentorship for Musicians. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about M3?
What I can say to you, and also just for the listeners who don't really know what we do, basically, we have a group of now it's 8 musicians, but until now it was 12 musicians that meet regularly for a period of 9 months. So we have Zoom meetings where people discuss professional issues, and M3 commissions the artists to create a piece together. So it's a we value the process over the product. So we really want artists to get engaged into creating something new, and we provide them the tools to create the things. So we provide this audio engineer, we provide the videographer, and so they have to create a music video piece that is premiered after 7 months of working together. And then after the remaining 2 months, we bring in a professional writer who gives a writing workshop to the artists on how to write. And we have realized that many artists don't really like to use the written word or are not used to write about themselves or about their work. But it's really important to highlight our narratives, and also like to apply for grants. You know, like all our lives is about describing what we do professionally. So we bring in a professional writer who gives these workshops and then helps them draft their own piece for an anthology of writings that we published. We also have our festival. So after this year, almost 1 year of being online and meeting all these people, sharing this space for all this time, we bring artists to New York a year later, where they meet for the first time, many of them for the first time in person, and where they perform. And then we have a Luminary Award, which honors a member of our M3 community that is older than 60 years old. And this is an award that addresses ageism and also the lack of recognition of women and gender-expansive musicians in our field.
We've seen so many of these, genius awards and other lifetime achievement awards that are so often won by men, and we wanted to have more recognition for women and non-binary luminaries in our music world.
I think I'd just like to start with asking you both. I know you founded or you co-founded M3 in 2020. When was it? Like, do you remember the moment that it became apparent that we needed M3?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would say we have been feeling the need for M3 for quite a long time. It was during the pandemic and things were so uncertain. But what was certain was that we were meeting almost every night over Zoom and discussing like how would we want this to be? Like what kind of structure? And from the very beginning, we wanted something that would be non-hierarchical. And there was all the previous work with the We Have Ours Collective too, and a lot of panels and discussions where people started talking about gender issues more seriously in the music world.
It's all a buildup. I had a clear idea of two people mentoring each other, so that would be a mutual mentorship. I kind of was clear on that, but then Sarah had this great idea of why don't we have a group and like a group of these pairs, and so that was kind of how we formed a 12 person group and a 12 person cohort, and we randomly drew names and created pairs of 6 pairs out of the 12, and as long as they hadn't worked together before, then they became a pair.
The random pairings suggest under them that, any two people can make a good and productive mentorship pair. Can you talk about what you think, like, once the pair is made, what you think makes like a really productive group for, and I'm not specifically not saying mentor and mentee because the roles are not so fixed, but what makes a pair really productive?
That's always a mystery. how people will connect. Jen and I, we have been learning just in terms of how to put a group together. So basically more we think more of the group sometimes and not so much the individual pairings. Like what would be beneficial for the group, you know, like what like in terms of instrumentation, in terms of experiences, you know, like we've for a while like we've realized that we have a lot of people who went to Ivy League schools in the group, you know, so just they definitely have a different perspective from someone who never had the resources to go to college, for example, or who's a self-taught musician, you know, like so. And it's important to have both perspectives, you know, and both experiences in the room. So we've been learning through the years just to how to curate the group and just to have attention, pay attention to all those things, because those things are important. Women have been very isolated and very lonely in the field, you know, like I remember being many times the only woman in the band, or Jen as well. And women who have been here for longer than us, even more. And you don't question that until you actually suddenly are in a room full of women musicians who talk about music with you, and where it's a different relationship, you know, and there's no right or wrong or guilty or not guilty, you know, it's just a different feeling. And what I see, like, for example, in younger generations where they have much more female peers, or you know, it's a much more diverse environment. I find it so beautiful, you know, because for a long time I felt that it would be so hard to find people to talk about music with, you know, or even to be considered, like to discuss things, and even to be appreciated, you know, to be valued. This idea of mentorship comes also just from learning, first of all, what were the strategies that women who have been here for longer than us have adopted to find their success, you know, like whatever notion of success is. But the truth is, through collaboration, they learn a lot, because there are skills that younger people have that older people don't have. Like we're talking about technology, but also there's a lot of skills that older people have that younger people don't have, you know, so there's no way to separate that. And the only way to learn is through collaboration. And sometimes there's clashes, you know, I don't think that collaboration is always peaceful per se,
Exactly. We
you
know
know,
this
like,
for
yeah, exactly. And
a
sometimes
fact.
there's clashes and there's conflict, but that's how you learn.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is whenever we have our first meeting and we ask the question, you know, have you collaborated with someone else in terms of co-composing, you know, not just hiring someone to play your music, but have you actually co-composed something? And it's amazing how few of our artists have said, yes, I've done this before. You know, most artists like Kim Clark, who's in our new group cohort, you know, Kim Clark has played with everyone, is continually playing with Bertha Hope and has worked with so many people as a bassist. And she said she honestly had never co-written something with someone. You know, it really is a think tank because we've had so many different kinds of collaborating. And that's really amazing and unique. For sure. What makes a good partnership is clear communication. And after that, actually, you can be very different people and still work, you know, I think, but communication and clarity is the biggest thing. Yeah. So once we've, you know, sometimes we've had to intervene and have a little Zoom session with both artists and when things are said and clear and oh, actually that makes sense. Oh, I didn't know that. Then it actually flows a lot better after that. So yeah, I think that's trying to think of other
No, I
aspects,
think
but
very, like we talked a lot, I appreciate about the sort of like high level. And now, in our last few minutes, getting down to the details, are there maybe a couple of pairings that you're particularly excited or curious about for the festival that you want to tell us about?
or the festival in particular. Let's see here.
Yeah, I
You
would love
know,
hookah.
exactly. Sadly, a lot of some of our artists were not available
To participate in
to
pairs, yeah.
participate. Exactly. But there will be, I'm trying to
I mean,
look.
first of all, our luminary awardee of this year, Maia, she's performing at the festival. So that's going to be
Exactly.
an amazing opportunity to hear this amazing woman. She's incredibly talented. She's had a rich life and career, and I'm really excited about it.
Was a member of is a member of the AACM.
Exactly.
Was also a mentor of Nicole Mitchell, if you know the great Nicole Mitchell, who's a flautist. And so she definitely is someone that everyone should know and hear. She's going to play vibraphone, flute, and piccolo, and sing, and dance. Just multi-talented, and
I'm
yeah.
also very curious about Shoko Nagai's performance. Shoko is an incredible pianist and super, super creative. Every time she presented like her creative process in the meetings, the way she works with electronics and visuals. So really incredible pianist who's been living in New York for quite a long time. I mean, I'm
She's
happy about our headliners too, Becca Stevens and Kenny Barron and Emmanuel Wilkins. I think like it's going to be really cool because it's going to be a marathon, like, you know, each musician has 15 minutes on stage. And it's going to be so different every set from each other that I just hope like people will enjoy the diversity of sounds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for instance, Melanie Dyer is going to be playing in two groups and leading her own group with Mara Rosenbloom and Kyoka Kitamura, who are New York mainstays. And also Devin Gates, who was in our fourth cohort, actually couldn't perform at that time because she got this fellowship in England. And so we were able to invite her back, and she's going to actually do a trio with Matt Greenwood on guitar and a dancer, Victoria Awkward. So that is very exciting. I think it's the first kind of dancer, alone dancer,
That we
who's
have
going to,
at the
yeah, that's
festival.
has performed at the festival. So yeah, it's super exciting. I should mention that with Shoko is her husband Satoshi Takeishi, who's also a legend percussionist and drummer. So he's going to be playing duo with Shoko. And
Yeah. And we're
yeah.
also launching our inaugural issue of the M3 magazine. Which is
Yay.
very exciting, which is what we have been working intensively
Yeah, so this is a huge
nonstop.
deal.
Yes.
Absolutely. Maya is going to be on the cover. And it has interviews with our last, actually with Maya and our last two M3 Luminary awardees before that. So Erica Lindsay and Michelle Rosen, Rosewoman.
Rosewoman.
And we'll have films. We're actually going to also screen some excerpts from our cohort six vi music videos, as well as Devin's from our fourth cohort. So film, food, music, community. It's really, oh, and it is live streamable for those who cannot make it. This is a chance for them to buy a digital ticket. So it's going to be so amazing. Nine sets of music in 3 hours. What more can you
Impressive.
ask for?
Nothing. Really nothing. Thank you both so much for telling me a little bit about M3 and the festival.
Thank you,
Yay,
Rachel.
such a pleasure.
And you know, like I when I heard your voice, I was like, I recognize Rachel's voice because I hear this radio.
Yeah,
was like, yeah, it's so funny. I was like, when I heard your
that
voice, I was like, oh, this
was
is Rachel.
I thought that was a great moment of connection, so I kept it in. We heard from Jen and Sara, co-founders of Mutual Mentorship for Musicians, or M3. As they mentioned, we are looking forward to the M3 Festival this coming Saturday. That's October 4th, 2025. And before our interview with Jen and Sara, we heard three tunes of artists who will be performing at the festival: Maya, Shoko Nagai, and Mnissi Bass. So that was Key Vibrations Symphony No. 1, Hello Universe, and The Prayer to My Ancestors. We are now going to move to a solo piano album that just came out this year, and it is Matthew Shipp's The Cosmic Piano. Let's start with the title tune, The Cosmic Piano, followed by Piano's DNA Upgrade and Blues Orgasm.